So these AI programs that everybody was running on until they got born again, and there's still programs running in the background, you have to start to catch them. And you can catch them via the triggers and just stuff that upsets you, or stuff that repeats, stuff that's not healthy, or bad habits, or bad ways of thinking, you know. And the only way you win is memorize the scripture, Psalms, Proverbs, be thankful in all things, understand that all that fear is not even real because God is in control. Just live in love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith, walk in the spirit. The energy of the flesh, those things that are being done in the flesh, is not even real. Think about your old life 20 years ago, 10 years ago, when you were a child, whatever. That person don't even exist anymore. And a lot of times, so when you grow, right, there's other people behind you still living in those old programs that you let go a long time ago when you got saved or whatever. And so those old programs, other people are running on, and you're looking at them like, that's not even real. That's not even real. Why are you living in that? And so a lot of programs are so deep-seated that it takes a lot of pain to break them, you know. So it's really not about the other person. If they're in an old program, let's say it is a narcissist or a psychopath or something, because the longer they stay in those programs, the more psychopathic they become, right? Because they're grieving the Holy Spirit from convicting them of sin and righteousness and judgment. And they end up thinking they're gods. And so when they get to that point, it's almost like one channel I just found, I think I linked it, but he said eventually, when they get to the point where they think they are a god, they pretty much gone reprobate, because they've entered into delusion land. And God sends people strong delusions, right? He'll send you strong delusions if you keep rejecting him. And so that's what they wanted. They wanted the strong delusion, so that's where God sent them. He allowed them to go where they wanted to go. That was the desire of their heart, right? They didn't want the truth. They wanted lies. And they were going down a rabbit hole so deep that God himself couldn't pull them out. And that's the whole point. They went down a rabbit hole so deep that if Jesus can't pull them out, you can't pull them out. They're going to have to come to the end of themselves, or they're going to have to come to some kind of whatever, you know, catastrophe. Something's going to happen. Something bad's probably going to have to happen, and they're going to have to cry out to God directly. You might see them again, you might not, but that's all right. Most of the time, they stay in the delusions. Once they go down that rabbit hole to where they think they're gods, they never return, from my experience. A few might, but most of them don't. And it goes into more drugs and drinking and more delusions. Because they can't look at themselves. Why, if you can't look at your own sin and everybody else is a sinner but you, what do they have to do? They got to drink. They got to use a Valium. They got to have something, because that cognitive dissonance is too much. They got to drown it out. Because, see, the purpose of having cognitive dissonance is to make you seek the truth. Something's not right. How can A and B both be true? A versus B. Well, they both can't be true. And so I got this guy. He's got stuff flying off the back of his truck. And I already know what happened before, twice. You get behind, and then your windshield gets broke. So you can actually see the future before it happens. So I'm backing off this guy. Stuff's flying off his trailer, affecting the highway and other cars. Anyway, let's say there's some woman out there, she's married. she's trying to find her a boyfriend while she's still married, and all the boyfriends end up seeing what games she's playing, and they all just abandon her. It starts out good, but they all leave and abandon her, and then she blames all the guys that abandon her because they found out she was still married. And so all the games that but she's mad at men because the men that she tried to talk to found out she was still married, and they started out good, but when they found out the truth, they left. But she's looking at them like, they're evil. They weren't so nice to me, and then they flipped out on me. Yeah, because they found out the truth. You're lying about so much stuff. But see, she can't blame, she can't look at herself and admit maybe she's the problem. She has to blame all those other men. All men are bad. All men are evil. Well, you started out evil. If you start out in truth and being honest, they find out she had a drug problem or drinking problem. Well, they were so nice, and then they left. Yeah, you were hiding your really bad stuff, you know? And if you say it's really bad, that even makes them mad. Well, I might be with somebody, but it's not, we're not really together. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, another lie. That's another lie they tell themselves. I might have a drinking problem, but it's not that bad. Pour them wine and new wine, take away the heart. I might have cheated, but it's not that bad. And so when they find out, they see your patterns and they leave. They didn't see your patterns. They were nice till they saw your patterns. And the fact that you were justifying and staying in those patterns, and they finally said, I'm gone, I'm out of here. Now they're all evil, but you're still righteous, even though you're the one who started out evil. Even though you're the source of the evil. It's ridiculous. It's insanity. All those men are evil. Yeah, because they found out you're evil and they left because they weren't really evil. They were trying to do right and you were wanting to do wrong. And you see it, that's why I talk about Bounty Hunter D or cheater shows, because I already know what's going on in this society, this reality. And when I talk about it, people don't want to face themselves. Everybody else is evil. Well, maybe they found out something that you didn't want them to find out. You were a Jezebel and a Delilah or whatever, and they found out what you were and they left. So they're evil. You started it out evil, and you want to flip it onto them. I don't think so. This pattern I've seen 1,000 times. I mean, really, literally. And I hear, and I talk to people, a lot of people, men and women, and I've seen this pattern 1,000 times. They can't, what is it? They can't be by themselves. And the reason they can't be by themselves is because of conviction. There's nothing in there. They always have to have somebody around to avoid the conviction of the Holy Spirit. They're evil. They were so nice, and then they just abandoned me. Yeah, because they found out you're still married, or you're yeah, it's you. It's not them. It's the same. Oh, okay. So you see the same pattern in every man, and you're thinking it's all men. Maybe if it's you, who's interacting with all those different men? You are. So what's the common denominator? You are. So who's the problem? You are. You are the problem. Not them. They just saw through your game. And you don't even think it's a game. You think it's legit. It's sick. It's sick. What does that mean? They have no accountability. They can't look at themselves. They have to project it onto somebody else. It's everybody else's fault. It's never their fault. They're like living as a little child, selfish child. And you try to break it softly to them and they can't see it. You try to show them the mirror, they can't see it. You try to hit them in the face really hard and they get mad and throw a fit. And so if you can't wake them up, God can't wake them up. The only solution is they're going to stay in their delusion, and it's going to get worse and worse, and they're going to crash and burn, and everything's going to be just completely falling apart. And maybe they'll wake up one day, maybe they won't, who knows. But you can't go along with their fake reality bubble. men or women. I mean, there's men doing it too, to the women. And probably the men are saying, all women are evil. Well, man, did you divorce you? Are you still with your wife? Yeah. Well, maybe the women were smart enough to know that you weren't really serious. Maybe you were just playing games, and they woke up to it, and you think they're all dumb, but they can all see through your game, man. It's you. It's not them.